Then there is a market research for the healthcare business, gathering data, some good sources, primary sources, secondary sources you have to define, or it's a referral source, or somebody else has told you this. You know, it can be a researcher gathered from a direct source, some of the primary sources, service, or focus group discussions, or sales report. You know, one of the biggest thing which I can say is if you're going to work in a hospital or a healthcare organization, try to see the patient footfall. In my opinion, that is one of the biggest data. One, the patient footfall, one, the number of disease handled, and the attempt of the disease handled. So, for example, if I'm talking about a hospital where initially in the OPD, you get most number of fever cases. So, which means you're able to cater the mass. How many number of cardiovascular cases are being inputted from there? So, the referral schemes from the physicians to the specialists. How many number of people are referred to ortho? Again, referral things. So you create a survey and you put those nitty-gritties out there which will create a community's healthcare needs. Analyzing the social initiative, that's how you do. Secondary sources are something which is typically defined in a more way of institution and university. Day-to-day activities such as motor vehicle license, hospital intake, release reports, worker statements. I'll give you a wonderful example. There is a city called Palava City in Dombivli. Palava City is kind of a township, a huge township with all the amenities inside. They have a mall, they have a school, banks, offices, playgrounds, they have stadiums, they have shops inside, so they don't want outside. Now, when the market research happened, it's built by Lodha. The market research they did, nobody thought about a township before them. They were small, like Hiranandani studied in Thane or Pawai. They were not a township. They were open. But he created a township. Initially, there were problems, but as and when they're going, so they do a survey. Every month or every quarter, if you are a part of those cities and your email is registered with them, you get a link on the surveys. Imagine 3,000 families giving feedback. Imagine the number of data you have. Imagine the same what you can do with people out there who are known using the link. And that's why you said the patient football is one of the biggest data source. It's the same thing put into a time frame. I said once you see the PPT, you can take a snapshot, or you can mark a note. So points is meaning primary data is collected directly from the first-hand experience. Secondary is on second hand. Main sources, interview service for primary, questionnaire, all these things. Secondary data is previous research, mass media, product payments. Data time, for primary it is real time. For secondary, it's a past. Specific to research, always specific to the researcher's need is a primary source. It is a post. Cost, the primary data is expensive because you have to fill up a survey form, you have to go, you have to have a market researchers go in that place. It is low cost because you already have the data. And that's the reason I said the patient footfall data and the disease handled data in the hospital is two core ingredients to work on that. Level of control, high level of control, lack of control over data quality because you do not know what the data is. So that needs to be clarified. More time consuming, less time consuming, primary and secondary. Proprietary information, this is your data because you're doing a market research. You may have to buy the data or you may have to get the data from somebody else. It's a secondary resource. Capability is specific problem and less capable if you have a specific problem. That's the idea of the market research. It's a worth acknowledging some of the significant forces, right? I mean, environment or economic, social, so political, geographic, legal, encompasses government agencies. So if your hospital is targeting that, for example, Homi Bhava BARC in Chembur. It's a huge place. Which hospital do they cater to? What are they doing? What are the policies? What are the decisions? I know one of my friend works at BARC and he said, what is your policy in hospital? He said, I can walk into any hospital. I just have to show my ID card. That's, and the limit is according to their grade. So what are the bureaucrats doing? If I'm thinking from an economic perspective, what are the economic assessments I'm doing? What is the firm's strategy planning in that? What is my interest rate, stock market? I mean, demography-wise, the lifestyle, the traditions, the ethical values, the attitude, the belief, the genders, the income, the ethnicities, all come into these factors of environment. If you acknowledge them, you will create a better marketing plan. And the final one is technology, because higher technology solutions have become a sponsorship thought. everywhere, healthcare, I mean every sector. Today, you have an app where you can call a towing van. I will give you the best. I traveled almost 50 kilometers today to come to this place to record this video. I came via bus using an app, and it gives me a live tracking where the bus is. It gives me a bus number, it gives me a driver's number, it gives me everything. Imagine if I use technology to that core. Imagine you are working in a hospital or a healthcare sector and the person has just completed a bypass surgery. Imagine if you have an app by tracking that, how is he doing, what's his heart rate. You just have to create an awareness to do that. So the environmental scanning, first the scan, whether it is economic, technological, social, competitive or regulatory. Then you have to assess the trends of each and everything. Your impact on the target market, how economy or the price will impact in my target audience. How technology, you go to Satara. I'll just give you an update. There is a capability servicing commission of Government of India, which is Electronic Capability Service Commission, Government of India, where this is only catered to villages, because there are a lot of yojanas and policies have been created for the villages to take acceptance of it. And there are people who are going and teaching them how to use the technological for the impact of the target mindset and the adjustment marketing strategy. How the social is getting impacted using these trends from the target market. How the competitive is getting strength. Regulatory is always there. So your environment scanning is again part of the market strategy, because ultimately your adjust in the market strategy will be based on all this environmental, whether it is economical, technological. You have a hospital and you have been positioned there, which is in one of the remote areas or villages. Do you think technology would work there? I'm not saying it may not. It may. But do they know how to use it? The most significant factor of this story is half of the people today increase of smartphone users in India. Today, even a driver of a truck or a daily wage worker using a smartphone, they are very good in watching videos. Can they use the same technology to understand their healthcare problems? So it's a survey. It's an environmental scanning that you have to. Once you have established the system for regulatory and all these things, and the environment information is tools, now you analyze. How do you analyze? External environment assessment. See, now it is more of a practical issue out here. Newspaper clipping services, automated searches of both general purpose and narrow focus websites. What do they do? Sorting and classification, trend identification, statistical modeling, brainstorming, role playing. I mean, look at them. External environment assessment, tools and techniques analyzing, monitoring the external environment. So this is your external environment. These are the tools. You know, quantitative and qualitative, statistical modeling, brainstorming, role playing. You can walk into some family and ask them, you can play a role. And you know, this is one of the cases you can do an internal assessment or an external assessment. Now comes to the segment and targeting. It's the sub, actually it is your potential customers. I'll not get into the dynamics of what it is, forget about it. It's actually your potential customers, where the healthcare can reach or they can reach to the healthcare. It is within the larger market. Larger market is suspecting. Now you're segmenting that I have a 100 data, out of 100, 15 is my targeting or my segmenting customers, which is the actual potential customers. Again, the large mass of consumers in the broad market, the goal is to define segments with unique characteristics, with a meaningful effective strategy at them. You cannot do any different. You have to have uniqueness, you have to have a meaningful, you have to subdivide in an infinite number of ways. Okay, age group, okay, senior citizen or junior citizen, okay, number of junior, number of family members, number of junior family members, number of senior citizen family members. For example, my family, if I take it, we are mid-aged and junior, two daughters, me and my wife. So if you're doing a survey with me, the family might come into that, all are healthy. So that way you can segment and target. Okay, you are 45, like today when I go everywhere, somebody say, Gabriel, you should do a lipid profile. Lipid profile is what? It's a targeting. I might be inclusive of the bigger market, but now they're targeting because I'm beyond 45 to do a lipid profile. One more. Segmentation. What are there? Patient sociocultural, patient economics, patient demographics, geographic location, focus on lifestyle. That's your healthcare definition. That's your healthcare segmentation. What is the sociocultural factors? Where do they live? What is their household area? How they are culturally placed? What is the potential economics? You know, in favorite like Palava city, when they're creating a hospital only for Palava city. Why? Because there are 3,000 families and it's a 100-seater hospital. Now, you might very well question, they're investing in 100-seater hospital just to know. No, they did a market survey. They said, okay, the socio-cultural factors is they're living under one single umbrella. Their potential economics is they all come from a well-to-do family because most of them own their flat or they are in rent. And they should have a medical plan. The demographics is they're living under the same area. So if I have a hospital there, so the wait time and the travel time is less. Geographic location. I'm not looking at any other place. I'm trying to open up a hospital inside the township. Like if you go to any industrial setup or a manufacturing plant, they are always there with those kind of amenities where the hospital is inside. Potential behavior and their lifestyle. Because they're inside their lifestyle, the shops or whatever they had, it's beautiful. So these are the segmentations. So where do I fit in my market strategy will create that uniqueness. Once again, choosing the segments to target, broken the total market down to meaningful segments. And the meaningful segment is this, the economics, the socio-demography, and all these factors. Now, we will go to the last segment of planning a strategy to meet customer needs in a targeted segment. So we started with a broader market. We understood the six different pointers. We understood the specific area. Now we are creating a strategy to meet customer needs in a targeted segment. In very few words. Once again, after I analyzed everything, I found out a target area, I found out a target market, and my organization has several options where I can treat the target market, and it is one of the homogeneous group of customers so that I don't have to incur more cost, and I can divide the market into segments depending upon my way of service or the choice of customers. So you can go for mass marketing, you can go for multi-segment marketing. You treat the entire Palava city as one, and you can create a market strategy that we are opening a 100 bed hospital for your reference. We are doing number of these things, which means the strategy is to satisfy the greatest number of buyers than a single product because it's under one roof. If I think of a multi-segment marketing, then it's a distinct marketing strategy. So after I did my survey, I came to know in Palava, it is more of a lifestyle disease than a non-lifestyle disease. So I create a marketing plan based on that. That's the difference between mass marketing and multi-segment marketing. Or because I found out after a market research that there is lifestyle diseases, there is diabetes. Because the age of population here is plus 45 most, that means lipid profile may be one of the targeting sectors. So how do I do? Maybe a cardiovascular test for a month would do. That is multi-segment marketing. Finally, the action plan. Again, I will come to that last point. This tactics addresses each of the marketing mix elements of 4P. And you have to create a tactical component of all the 4P. Once again, the product, the price, the place, and the promotion. Tactical plan will address the advertisement cost, the pricing strategy, the distribution strategy, the nature of the product, the range of the options, and so on. What is available, what is not available, what we can do, what we cannot do. Now, Palava City has two phases, phase one and phase two. Phase one is not having a hospital. Phase two doesn't have. They are creating a hospital which is a unit distance between these two phases. So that means they're catering to 7,000 families. That's what I know from the data. Imagine the amount of market research have been gone, the amount of survey that they have done. And Palava phase one is for 10 years now. Palava phase two is for 4 years, including the 2 years of COVID. Now they're coming up with 100 bed hospital. Why? Because the first market research they did is how many families are actively staying there and for how many number of years. They created a segmental thought of average spend time in these two is 4 years and the family came out is 3,000. 100 bed would be smaller. Trust me on this. I'm not saying that's a big thing, but if the marketing plan goes well and the way they are doing, currently phase two has a AIIMS hospital, which is a little bit overcrowded. Now they're coming with a 100-bed hospital. So thank you. I hope you liked it. All the best for the next part.